Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Robert Zagore is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the service.
Reading from Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we hear the story from St. Mark's Gospel, we're struck by the fact that the women, having heard the announcement of the resurrection, run away trembling and frightened and say nothing to anyone out of the fear that they had. Now, this is kind of strange to us as we read it, because we're used to the resurrection. We've been calling out all of our lives that Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. We have an expectation that death has been conquered. But I think what's really happening here is death had never been conquered before. Life always ended one way for them, in death. And people didn't come back from death. Especially people who died like this, murdered at the hands of the high priests, those very people who were to protect the right and the good and the innocent, the very people who were supposed to protect God's word and God's promises, they're the ones who delivered him up. And what's more, where they were to go out to the cross and offer him absolution, as they were to offer all of the dying men there the opportunity to confess their sins and die a blessed death, instead they went out and mocked him. And he offered them absolution. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was all backwards. It was all ridiculously backwards. And at least there was some sense of normalcy, even though it wasn't what they wanted, to go out to the grave that day and to know what their job was, to wrap Jesus in the spices that were to dissolve the flesh from the bones and then take the bones and, like they probably did for most of the poor people in the time, toss the new whitewashed bones into the valley of Jezreel, the same valley where the prophet Jeremiah stood among all the dry bones of Israel when God said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" They thought that this was the destiny of Jesus. This was where things were going. This is how things were going to happen. So when they got there and they first realized that the tomb was open, not closed as it should be, and that there was a young man dressed in white, probably an angel, standing there proclaiming that Jesus had risen from the dead, this shook their world. It threw them off completely. Everything that they had expected, everything that they had told themselves to make sense of what had happened over the last 3 days had now ended, and everything was new and different and changed. And it didn't matter that it was the best thing that had ever happened in their lives. They knew that this change threw them for such a loop, they didn't know how to handle it. They knew that this change had made such an amazing difference in their lives that they could no longer process what it meant, and they ran screaming. There are many ways in our days where we can understand this. I'm sure that the Lord is using the coronavirus as something which is going to ultimately work for the benefit of his people. He's made that promise in the book of Romans. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Yet it's often really, really hard to see the good, especially if we have loved ones who are in danger or loved ones who perhaps have even died from this. Where is the good in that? How can things go back to normal? How can things be the way that they were supposed to be again? There's only one way to find an answer to that, and that's to look to that empty tomb, to find there the announcement that Jesus has kept a promise so far beyond our imagination and understanding that we can only understand it, perceive it, and receive it by faith. That those who know him, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in him will never really die. The scripture talks about awaking from death as like a man awakening from a dream. This life will seem like the dream, and that to which we awake will seem like the reality that we've been waiting for all of our days. There to rise again and be in our Father's house, received by him in everlasting joy and celebration. In these days, we see hardship and sorrow. And in fact, that's exactly what the book of Revelation describes with the people who are dressed in white robes, and they come out and they're waving palm branches as St. John sees them in Revelation 7. Who are these? These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and they've made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are days of tribulation. And whether we come through them here on earth in order to provide help and comfort and the word of God and his peace and whatever other things we can offer in benefit to our brothers and sisters, or whether we open our eyes and there we stand before the throne of God himself, Christ delivers us from the great tribulation. He, by the same power that enabled him to roll back the stone and overcome death and go before them into Galilee, goes before us and leads us on our way. He teaches us, helps us, defends us, and gives us peace that passes all understanding. And in that peace, we know the truth, that Christ's resurrection is our true and only peace and our true and only hope. So let's rejoice this Easter day and feast on Christ, the bread of heaven. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. And as you feel like trembling with fear and the days that have now besieged us, remember that the women ran away from the greatest news they've ever heard. So when Jesus comes to his disciples, he says, "Don't be afraid." Again, he comes to us. "Don't be afraid. Christ is risen. Everything else will be taken care of by that." In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.